At the same moment, North Carolina lawmakers were voting to compensate the state's eugenics victims. Janice Black was coming home from her job cleaning medical equipment at the very hospital where she was sterilized nearly 40 years ago.
Hi there, Janice. How are you?
Black was one of the last victims of the North Carolina Eugenics Board, which disbanded in 1974. Black was 18 that year and living with her stepmother. She has a big smile and a contagious chuckle. But her developmental disabilities led the Eugenics Board to conclude that she wouldn't be a fit parent and ordered her sterilized. She kept it a secret until last year when North Carolina state leaders began talking seriously about compensating eugenics victims. Speaking out was cathartic for Black.
You know, it kind of gave me relief, you know. Like they say, like getting a monkey off your back.
No amount of money can make it right, she says. But what the state has done now...
It helps, you know, and it helps some.
Yesterday afternoon, North Carolina lawmakers allocated $10 million to be split among the living eugenics victims who agree to come forward and have their claims verified in the Eugenics Board records. Of 7,600 in all, some 1,500 victims are estimated to still be alive. Only 177 have come forward so far, which means Black could get as much as $50,000, but possibly far less. Republican State Representative Nelson Dollar pled with his legislative colleagues to right a great moral wrong.
Never in the last century of our state has the power of government been so misused. Citizens mutilated, maimed, and scarred for life.
I agree with that, yes.
This is another of North Carolina's eugenics victims.
Rita Thompson Swords.
Swords was sterilized at 21 after giving birth to her second child as an unwed mother. She says her father was coerced into signing the form from another hospital room where he was undergoing treatment for brain cancer. Coercion and uninformed consent are common themes in the state's eugenics records. Victims were branded as morons.
It took a lot of years to get over it, you know. It does. I mean, I don't see how they had the right or how they could have done anybody like that.
The legislative decision to compensate victims like Swords is the culmination of more than a decade's crusade for former North Carolina State Representative Larry Womble. He first heard about the eugenics program from a reporter in 2002.
When he first called me, I didn't believe him because nobody else had heard anything about it. I hadn't heard anything about it. Trying to find out, they kept it hid. And I said, well, I'll see what I have to do something. I just, now that I'm aware and I know this, I'll have to do something.
Every year, he ran a bill to compensate eugenics victims. And every year, it went nowhere. Until 2012, when the Republican Speaker of the House, Tom Tillis, took the issue on as a personal mission.
And as a result, North Carolina has distinguished itself. It has partially made amends.
More than half of states had eugenics laws. Some half a dozen have formally apologized for them. But North Carolina is the only one to actually compensate its eugenics victims. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.